Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life slipping.
That's 38 Special bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Prosen is here. Bob's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 6 years coming up. He's going to be hanging out with us. Kiss Theory Goodbye is the name of his book. I can barely read the title because it's got so many award stickers on it. What is this, like, I don't know, 20 or 30 awards on this on the cover of this thing? No, okay, only three. But that's a lot. Most books don't win any awards. He's got three. So congratulations, Bob, on your great success. And I know it's because of the quality of work that you do. And, folks, it's why we're so grateful and fortunate to have Bob available to us and for the time that he takes with us. Bob Prosen, PROSEN.com is the website. We're talking about selling and selling a lot of the science of selling, right, Bob?
Yes, and there is real science behind it. Of course, we've got to have a knack to sell. We love that. But you've got to have the science, too. When you can combine the two, you're a lethal weapon out there, as I say.
Don't you think that part of the art, maybe, part of the instinctive part of selling, is you got to be naturally curious? I've always felt like one of my assets as a salesperson, one of the things that helped me be successful in selling is I'm the most curious person in the world, and I can't wait to find out what's on this person's mind, and what they do, how they do it, and where they're stuck. I love talking about stuff like that. What do you think?
I think that's fantastic because it shows, you know, when you're a curious person, it shows that you care, and people want to know you care. Mm-hmm. You're not just into a transaction. It shows that you're involved. You're thoughtful. You don't just come in there with the classic boilerplate, let me show you my portfolio or product, and here's my pricing.
Right. Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?
Right. That's exactly right. That's not the way to sell. So the goal, you know, as you set this up really well, Jim, the goal is there are these four things I want everybody to understand when it comes to selling. Your first step in selling is to get the prospect to like you, period. That's it. It's called relatedness, and that's those questions you're asking,
right,
Jim. The next step is to have the customer listen to you. So they're going to like you first, then they're going to listen to you. And if you get that far, the next step is they're going to believe you. Like, listen, believe. And only after that will they buy. Like, listen, believe, buy.
That's going to be in the test, folks. And it's going to be essay. It won't be multiple choice. That's exactly right. And there's most of the execution of these four things is not art, it's science. Because there's a strategy, there's a process, and even though the customer needs to be filling in the narrative of the short story you're writing with them in this visit or these visits you're having with them, even though you're going to have them filling in the narrative, filling in the blank spots, you're the one writing the story, aren't you?
Yes, you do. And as long as you care about them and you understand their business, you can actually create a wonderful story.
Mm-hmm.
And having, you know, a lot of times when I meet with clients and they want to boost their sales, Jim, I have their whole sales team in a room and we'll talk about, all right, who's got the company story? And sometimes, you know, we've added a lot of new people over the last year or two,
mm-hmm,
who are sales. They don't have a company story. They don't know the successes that the company's had 5 years ago, the big wins, why, how come customers bought from us. So when I tell the sales leader, it could be the owner, could be a sales supervisor or manager, I said it's time for storytelling, folks,
mm-hmm,
and you've got to create that time in your business because the newbies on your team, they don't have the history that you have.
Who can tell a story that we can laugh about now, but at the time it wasn't funny? that kind of a story, right?
That's exactly right.
That's what people want to hear, right? At the time, we thought it was going to take us down. Now we laugh about it.
That's exactly right. I love that. I like the way you spun that one. That's so true. And the way I tell people that is this. You know, when you go to a party you're at a party, a friend's house, there's, 20, 30 people around. Do you ever notice that in one corner of the room, some group is really yucking it up? They're having a great time. They're laughing. You know what's going on over there? Somebody's a great storyteller.
That's right.
That's what pulls people in. So you've got to be good at this, really good at this, because that gets people to listen and eventually believe you.
But remember, it's their story.
Mm-hmm.
You're just the teller of the story. For example, when you use a similar situation close, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're using that closing method, you're telling them a story about somebody else, but you're only spending 12 seconds talking about the other people. You're bringing it right back to them for the rest of the story.
And the reason for that, Jim, is because the story you're telling is applicable to this particular situation.
Right. That's exactly right.
That's just any story.
And they immediately, and if you do it right, they immediately get it. They really immediately see the connection.
They totally get it.
And they're listening.
They're listening. So with this hotelier that I was mentioning earlier that I was speaking with, they're talking about bookings and reservations and, how much it costs per night and all that wonderful stuff.
Right.
And I said, I've got a very good feel for that. When I led Sabre, which was the airline part of the business, that's what we did all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So right away we had a connection, didn't we?
Yep.
And those are the things you have to look for as a salesperson. Where are those connecting points?
They have to like you. They have to listen to you. They have to believe you. And only then, as Bob says, will they buy. BobProzen.com is the website. Kiss Theory Goodbye is the award-winning book. Hey, Bob, well done today. Good job. Will you come back soon?
I certainly will, Jim.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
All right, my friend.
See you next time. Quick break. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.